Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing Without Jesus, You Won't Make Heaven, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Joy of Our Creator, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 13.
That's the power of our God. That's what our God will do. So realizing this today, whatever anxiety, hang-ups, and struggles, and worry, and depression, and defeats, and uneasiness, and all that is mastered. Hear me. Everything that's going on in your life, it's mastered today when you gaze upon the God of Genesis today. If He mastered darkness and said, let there be, and there was, and He conquered all things, fat brain, He can conquer all things in your life today. Amen. So the God of the beginning is also the God of a new beginning for your life. Perhaps that God has permitted you to walk through. I know, and we've all been there through those places and times of life, and we've asked and didn't understand why we're going through some of the dark places of our life. But do you realize that maybe God has allowed those places to show you how dark the darkness really is? From the standpoint that you might know the brilliance and the greatness and the love and the compassion of the light and the love of Jesus in your life? Friend, don't look at the darkness, look at the light. Amen. God may have shaken the very foundation today of your faith, only to show you today how trustworthy that He is today. And He's got all things under control. Amen. You can trust the Lord. You can trust the Lord in everything today. Creation drives us today to trust the Creator. Just not to say, well, you know, I believe in creation. It goes beyond that. It brings you to a place of complete and absolute surrendered trust in God. And you've got to come to that point. Praise God. You can trust the Lord. Amen. Let me give you five quick points here today. Here in creation, God brings order to our confusion. Maybe you're sitting here today. I'm not going to ask you to show your hand. But maybe you're sitting here today and maybe your life is just in a state of confusion today. In the text of the first 3 days of creation, God takes the formless void that we're told about in God's Word and He brings order to it. See, God's not a God of confusion. God's not there wondering what He's going to do next to do something in your life. God has already got a chart and a compass and a plan for your life today. So God takes the confusion that is formless and that is void and He fills it with order. He brings order to creation. And listen, when you feel confusion in your life today, it is God's working His perfect plan. You're going to have confusing places in your life. You're going to have places that you don't understand. You're going to have places that you're going to ask God why. You're going to have places today that you're just basically rendered in a position that you don't know what to do. I'll tell you what to do. You look to the God of heaven, who created and who recreated and who is able, and He'll turn your situation around. Amen. You've got to put your confidence in this God. So you don't see it, but God doesn't work with maps and GPS systems. Thank God. Because I don't put much confidence in either one of them. I've used maps, and I'll tell you what, I did not arrive at where I was supposed to be. We've even used GPS and didn't get to where we're supposed to be. I don't know what happened up there, but satellite got messed up. Something went awry, you know. I mean, we even here a few years ago, one night, Drew and Tiff was with us, and we decided to go up to the Star in Roanoke. Yeah. Well, we said, well, I don't remember how to get there. Nobody else did. So we said, just put it in the GPS. Well, we wound up in somebody's dirt driveway on the other side of the mountain. I'm going to tell you right now, it wasn't the Star in Roanoke, Virginia. So we said, cut the GPS off. Let's just guess where it's at, and we arrived. Amen. I'm glad God doesn't guess. And I'm glad God doesn't have to depend upon the mapping systems that we use. I'm glad He orders the day. Are you hearing me? He today has already set in motion today of what you thought was going to be bad, that He's going to bring good out of it. Now, friend, if you convince yourself today that you're going to be in confusion, stay in confusion, and your life is nothing but confusion, guess what you're going to get? You're going to get confusion. That's not God's plan. That's Satan messing with your mind. And he loves to mess with your mind and try to render you defeated and discouraged and down and out. But I'm glad that God works in His perfect plan for you and I. And so in the confusion, God then brings a calm and a peace to your soul. And God brings a plan to your life. And you reach out by faith and receive the plan that God has for you. Things may not have gone the way that you have planned. And you're looking at a living example. I had my life plotted, planned, when retirement was going to be, how many holes of golf I was going to play every day. And I had everything lined up. I was retiring at 55. Well, that's gone. But anyway, and then God said, I don't have a retirement plan for you. I said, wait, hold the phone, Lord. He said, I got a better plan for you. Amen. And friend, let me tell you, God will bring His plan to you if you're trusting today. Things may not have gone exactly the way that you have desired. But let me tell you, in the confusing places of life today, you will find yourself maybe standing on the cliff saying, why? I don't understand. I don't know what to do. Let me tell you what, God is working a plan to your benefit to show you your need of Jesus today in your life. And if you today by faith will reach out and trust Him, He will bring an abundance of heaven to you. And He'll give you a peace and a calm in this confused, messed up world and all this political garbage that we've got going on and everything else, and we're living on the verge of a terrorist attack and everything else. Man, I'm glad that God has given me a peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. Oh, I'm not worried about tomorrow because I already know who holds my tomorrow and who's already got today under control. Amen. So I can trust the Lord in all things. Amen. Let me tell you something today. Get this in your spirit. Worry is not a part of God's plan for your life. Defeat is not a part of God's plan for your life. But if you perceive that, entertain that, and you stay there, you're going to get that. But that's not what God has for you today. God has a better plan. And therefore today, God today, as a matter of fact, Daniel said, God has an expected end or future for you. He's got something better than you can ever perceive, think of, or imagine. And that's what the power of our God will do. So don't let confusion today defeat you. Put your hand in the hand to bring today that will bring calm and peace to your life. You know, through the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, He brought order to our confusion because we were lost, undone, without God. We had no hope. We were going to hell. Have you realized that? But God, through His Son, brought a plan. Not to defeat us, but to deliver us. Therefore, I can trust Him in those places and times of my life that make absolutely no sense. Second point. In creation, God brings light to our darkness. In verse 3, I find that God speaks for the very first time, and He says, let there be light. Now, I'm not Charlton Heston, and I don't have that deep, roaring voice, and I'm not sure that God does. You know, we try to, I mean, my voice is not like Jerry Butler. You know, when he speaks, the window panes rattle. Amen. That deep voice resonates and fills the room. Until Bonnie says, shut up, Jerry, be quiet. No, she don't say that. No, that's good. She don't say that. No, I'm just picking on. God speaks and says, let there be light. And the light is what we know ultimately. You know, we think, oh, He brought the Son about, He gave light. No, ultimately, He's talking about Jesus here. Have you read John 1, 4 and 5, which goes in concert with Genesis 1. He says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So the light in Genesis, the light in John, and the light even in the Revelation is the same light.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.